DBHDD is warning all Georgians that half of all opioid deaths happen at home when people take an Oxy or a Perc with a glass of alcohol for stress or to sleep. Learn more about protecting families from opioid overdoses at opioidresponse.info.
Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast from GPB News. Today is Tuesday, February 4th. I'm Peter Biello. On this podcast, you'll hear the latest reports from GPB's news team. Send feedback, story tips, and suggestions to georgiatoday@gpb.org. On today's episode, Georgia business owners react to possible tariffs. A former Georgia prosecutor accused of meddling in the Ahmaud Arbery murder trial has one charge dismissed. And House Speaker John Burns introduces new school safety legislation.
Measures that will save lives and supporting our students' well-being at every stage of their academic careers and beyond.
These stories and more are coming up on this edition of Georgia Today. Georgia business owners are worried about proposed tariffs on the country's biggest trading partners. Kirk Halpern supplies meat and seafood to Georgia restaurants through his business, Farmers and Fishermen Purveyors. He says tariffs on Canadian products would come at a bad time for his customers.
So at a time when restaurateurs are battling cost increases, the American consumer has less money in their pocket, so any price increase has a negative impact.
Joseph Cortez of the Georgia Craft Brewers Guild says a possible tariff on Canadian barley, wheat, and oats could hurt his industry.
Breweries are, especially in Georgia, going through a tough time recently. So anything that impacts their ability to succeed and do well across the state is something we're concerned about.
The Trump administration was set to impose 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico today, but abruptly paused them after the country's pledge to boost border security. The U.S. Senate has confirmed former Georgia Congressman Doug Collins as Secretary of Veterans Affairs. The vote this afternoon was 77-23, with both Georgia Senators John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock voting yes. The former Air Force chaplain's confirmation brings a Georgian into President Donald Trump's cabinet. Collins represented a Northeast Georgia district in the U.S. House from 2013-2021. The outspoken conservative and close Trump ally made an unsuccessful bid for the U.S. Senate in 2020, but lost the Republican primary to Kelly Loeffler. Trump tapped Loeffler, a major GOP donor, to lead the U.S. Small Business Association. A former prosecutor took the witness stand today to deny charges that she abused her power to protect the men who chased and killed Ahmaud Arbery nearly 5 years ago. Former Glynn County District Attorney Jackie Johnson told a jury that she immediately stepped away from the case because it involved a former employee. That employee, Greg McMichael, initiated the deadly pursuit, and his son, Travis McMichael, fatally shot Arbery in the street. But no one was arrested in Arbery's death for more than 2 months, not until cell phone video of the shooting leaked online and state investigators took over the investigation. State prosecutors alleged Johnson worked behind the scenes to influence the investigation in her former employee's favor. The case against her suffered a major blow yesterday when the trial judge dismissed a charge of obstructing police. She remains on trial for the remaining charge, violating her oath of office. Georgia House Speaker John Burns introduced school safety legislation yesterday inspired by last year's school shooting in Barrow County that killed two teachers and two students. GPB's Sarah Callis reports on the Republicans' proposal.
Burns' plan includes a system for students to anonymously report threats to authorities, requires schools to create a threat management program, and mandates a statewide student information database.
The People's House is committed to leaving no stone unturned when it comes to securing their safety, enacting measures that will save lives, and supporting our students' well-being at every stage of their academic careers and beyond.
Burns also said the House will introduce a bill to create voluntary tax incentives for safe gun storage devices. The family of a coach killed in the Appalachian High School shooting attended the announcement. Burns says the proposed legislation is designed to prevent another tragedy. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis at the State Capitol.
Gun safety advocates today applauded the move, but they say it didn't go far enough. Layla Contreras said her mother and sister were inside the high school during the shooting. She says storing guns should be mandatory.
We don't just encourage parents to put their babies in a car seat. It's the law. We don't just recommend seatbelts. We expect to wear them because they save lives. Firearm safety should be no different.
She spoke at a news conference announcing a Democratic-sponsored bill that would make it a misdemeanor for guns to be where children can access them. The American Lung Association and the Ad Council today unveiled a new campaign to highlight early detection of lung cancer. It's the leading cause of cancer deaths, according to the association's latest report. GPB's Ellen Eldridge has more.
If you are a current or former smoker, a one-minute lung scan can save your life by catching cancer early. Dr. Bobby Mahajan is with the Lung Association. He says people between 50 and 80 who smoked 20 pack years are most at risk.
Meaning we multiply the number of packs per day by the number of years they've smoked. So one pack per day for 20 years is 20 pack years. Or someone who has is currently smoking or has quit in the last 15 years. Those people qualify for lung cancer screening.
He says patients can check their eligibility for lung screening online and discuss the results with their doctor. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
A European jet engine manufacturer plans to build its North American headquarters in Roswell, north of Atlanta. Czech Republic-based PBS Aerospace said yesterday that its $20 million investment will create at least 95 new jobs. The company plans to conduct manufacturing and research and development operations at an existing facility and a new one to be operational by April. Today, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals heard the case of Anna Lang, a sergeant with the Houston County Sheriff's Office in Middle Georgia. Lang sued her employer and other officials after they refused to allow her insurance to cover what, for many transgender people, is considered medically necessary health care. For Lang, that was a surgery that would help her transition. The outcome of Lang's case could impact transgender people across the South and the nation. GPB's Sophie Gratis spoke with Lang late last year.
I started out in patrol, and then I got promoted to investigator and worked in the investigations division, and now I'm over the property and evidence. I love it.
You feel like this is your forever job?
Well, I've been in law enforcement for 27 years, so I figure, yeah, I'll be there, you know, till I can retire.
At a point in her career, Lang would begin her gender transition.
So we had a staff meeting of the investigations division, so I had to come out to all them, you know, at one time. Yeah, I was nervous about it, but, you know, the scary part of being trans is you have to live, like, your biggest secret. You have to live it out loud. I didn't start out going, okay, I'm going to have surgery. But, you know, as I progressed, you know, I was still uncomfortable. So it was decided that probably the best course action would be to have surgery. When I first came out, they would cover my medication. But then everything else, like when I would go to the endocrinologist visit, that would be denied. If it was coded trans healthcare, it was automatically denied. And so I was like, hey, well, you can't discriminate against transgender people, so let me call the insurance company and see if I'm covered. And so I called them, and I was told that I was covered. So then I called my surgeon's office. They called and said I was covered. So I booked a plane ticket to New York, where my surgeon was, and had my consult, got a surgery date, came home, and then 2 weeks later, I got denied for the surgery.
Houston County maintains that Lang was denied surgery because the county health insurance doesn't cover specific procedures, and not because she is transgender. The decision to deny what Lang's doctors had deemed medically necessary took a toll.
You know, I was in such a depressive state. To be honest, it's like you get to a point where you just don't even really want to live anymore. When I first brought the lawsuit, you know, a lot of people were like, this is absolutely crazy. You know, this is a cosmetic procedure. This is elective. This isn't, you know, life-saving.
Ultimately, last summer, a district court judge and two judges from the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals disagreed when they ruled that Houston County had discriminated against Lang. She was awarded damages, and the county was told they had to include coverage for gender-affirming care.
Now, post-having surgery, I'm happy. I wake up every day with a smile on my face. I just don't have those issues that I used to have anymore. And that's just liberating. It's like how life is supposed to be for me.
Houston County did not stop its battle in court. Now, a full panel of U.S. 11th Circuit judges will decide whether or not employers are breaking the law if they exclude coverage for gender-affirming care. Lang had support from the U.S. Department of Justice in her case until the department pulled out just days before the hearing on Tuesday. For GPB News, I'm Sophie Gradas.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.
The Atlanta Dream introduced the team's newest star player today, Brittany Griner. Griner thus far has played for the Phoenix Mercury since she was drafted in 2013. She appeared at a news conference today with other new Atlanta Dream players, Brianna Jones and Shatori Walker-Kimbrough. She was asked what she was looking forward to the most about being in Atlanta.
One, getting out and running. Honestly, I know some people think that's a little surprising to hear me say, but I'm looking forward to getting out and running with them. Setting that screen and seeing that ball go up over my head into that goal is going to make me very happy. So just everything that you do out on the perimeter, and it's going to make my life easier too. Also on the flip side, down low. And when they start to, try to double in, I know I got shooters out there that's going to knock it down for me.
Griner's signing is the biggest free agent deal in Atlanta Dream history and brings the city one of the league's top players. Griner missed the 2022 season when she was detained for nearly 10 months in Russia after authorities said a search of her luggage revealed vape cartridges containing oil derived from cannabis. She was later released during a prisoner swap. And finally, the next time you visit Waffle House, double-check the price of that omelet or scrambled eggs you were thinking of ordering. The Norcross-based restaurant chain is adding a 50-cent per egg surcharge because of the soaring price of eggs. Known for their 24-hour breakfast menu, Waffle House says the surcharge is only in place until the price of eggs comes down. In a statement, the company says customers and restaurants are being forced to make difficult decisions. And that is a wrap on this edition of Georgia Today. We do appreciate you tuning in, and we hope you will come back tomorrow. Remember to subscribe to this podcast so we pop up automatically tomorrow afternoon. And for all the latest headlines, visit gpb.org/news. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Peter Biello. Back tomorrow.